Cracklin Rosie there from Neil Diamond, great stuff coming from 1968. And you're tuned to Community Radio Fingal, broadcasting 189 metres on the medium wave, 1584 kilocycles on the AM band. And we're coming to you live from the Rockabit Hotel in Skerries. More music now from the Fury Brothers and Davey Arter, and it's called I Will Love You.
Every time I hear a sweet bird singing, I think of you and die, my love. Think of you and die. And when I hear the evening bells ringing, I hang my head and cry, love, hang my head and cry. I will love you, I will love you. When we are gone, I will love you, I will love you. When we are gone. Every time I hear your soft voice humming, my heart jumps in my breast, my love, my heart jumps in my breast. And until I hear your footsteps coming, my heart can know no rest, my love, my heart can know no rest. I will love you, I will love you. When we are gone, I will love you, will love you. When we are gone, I will love you when we are gone.
Brothers and Davey Arter. Now a little bit of a warning for fishermen. In Iceland recently, after quarrelling with his wife, Thor Bergman changed the name of his fishing vessel from Sonja to Inga, the name of his former sweetheart. His wife was later fined for setting fire to the boat, so you watch it, lads.
My sweet Akushna dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime, come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name once again, you are no one by the same, my Irish Molly, oh. Flat. Three little cozy rooms with baths, we welcome on the mat. It's 5 pounds down and 2 a week, we'll soon be out of debt. It's all complete except they haven't brought the cradle yet. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Akushna dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know it's springtime, come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on the game, because Rowan and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh.
Down in there, and my Star Spangled Molly, great little number. Now, if you're involved in community affairs, here's an idea you might take part in to raise some funds. I see here that 7 Scouts took the plunge for charity in 20 gallons of cold custard. Can you imagine it? They took it in turns to strip off and wallow for an hour in the gooey bath at a pub in Queensbury, Bradford. Regulars sweetened their order by chipping in £100 for cancer research and the Venture Scout Troop's own funds. So there you are, Scouts, if you're out there listening, why not have a bash? Jump into 20 gallons of cold custard. Wouldn't that be just beautiful?
Thank you.
Dennis Waterman there with the theme song from The Minder, I Could Be So Good For You. Now, have you got a dog that causes problems chasing cars and things like that? Well, I suppose he's not as bad as this little terrier here called Duke. Tiny terrier Duke was in the doghouse after putting the bite on a town's motorists. The munching mutt got his teeth into a row of 11 parked cars outside the school during a parent-teachers meeting. One of his victims, draftsman Trevor Slack, said, "He even managed to destroy one of my steel-belted radials." His master, 9-year-old Mike Jordan of Rochdale, said, "Duke eats everything. I started him off on tires, and I pointed at one and said, 'Cats.' He bit one and liked the hissing sound." Gee whiz, what will they get up to next? Golden memories now, and way back to 1959, Jerry Fuller and the Tennessee Waltz.
Well, I was dancing with my baby to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my baby.
Sound now from the Goon Bay Dancers, or the Goon Bay Dance Band, is for Iris and Erica. And it's... I'm sorry, the back of it. The reverse, but have a listen anyway. It's still a nice disc.
And the letter showed me around. We had a lot of fun in the disco time. Dancing to a crazy sound. Everybody gets down. Better for me, oh no, 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 no.
rest up and that is all. All my life I now see beautiful woman better for me. Oh no, 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 no.
And that, of course, was the B-side of the Goon Bay Dance Band's number one hit, and it's called Mama Coco. Not a bad number anyway, so we'll be excused there. We'll be playing the number one sound. Now, that's the sack the producer, you see. That's what the big problem is. But we'll be playing the number one sound later on in the evening. Now, a pickpocket called Jeffrey Jones objected to a 30-day sentence, 30-day jail sentence for picking pockets. It wasn't bad, I suppose. The judge said to him, "Are you a gambling man?" he said, and he called for a coin. "Heads, you go to jail for 30 days, and tails, you go to jail for 20. So your man looks at him and says, "See, is it a two-headed coin you have?" he said to the judge. So the judge said, "No, genuine." So he tossed the coin, and would you believe it? Jones called tails and won a 20-day sentence. That wasn't bad, was it? This is Bob Geldof now and the Boomtown Rats. Someone's looking at you.
Nobody's listening, but it makes me nervous.
all changed inside. You may as well shout it from the roof.
Someone looking at you there from Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats, and it's 29 minutes towards the hour of 3 o'clock on Community Radio Fingal, broadcasting on 189 metres on the medium wave, which is the same as saying, of course, that we're on 1584 kilocycles on the AM band. And we're coming to you live from the Rockabille Hotel in Skerries. Now, if you have any, we haven't had a phone quite connected up as yet, but if you have any requests or dedications or messages, why not let us know about them. You can drop them in here to the Rockabille Hotel, or alternatively you can drop them in the post to Community Radio Fingal, the Rockabille Hotel, Skerries. Now, I see here where a darts team was banned from the Wimborne Darts League in Dorset. The reason? A player dropped his pants as a woman opponent was about to play. I'm sure that put her off her stroke. And the team secretary said there have been other, league secretary said there have been other complaints about the team's behaviour. And that's why they kicked them out. Well, I wouldn't blame them, because that's a terrible thing to do. I'm sure all you dark players wouldn't do anything like that. Certainly not around the Fingal area anyway. Well, at least I hope not. And they certainly wouldn't do anything like that for our next singers, the Nolans. They tell us they're looking for attention from me.
Give a little bit of attention.
give a little bit of attention to me, and who wouldn't give attention to those four beautiful girls from Dublin, the Nolan sisters? And we'll see what else I have here in front of me. A tailor called Edmund Glazebrook of Ipswich in Suffolk, has finished his biggest ever order, a suit for a Scotsman with a 60-inch waist. Can you imagine it, girls? That's quite a bit to get your arms around, there's no doubt about it. Now we've got a bit of music from a group called Mama's Boys, who were in the news recently when the lead singer was kidnapped in Dublin. And it's called Silence is Out of Fashion.
Yeah. not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Help.
When I was young, so much feel.
Ah, yes, I'm sure you all recognise the Beatles. They are one of the many great hits called Help. We here at Community Radio Fingal need help also. We need your help. If you're interested in presenting, producing, or researching radio programmes, then you can help us. So why not give the station manager a ring at 490-676 if you feel you can contribute to Community Radio Fingal, the local station with a local interest. The number again is 490-676. Bagatelle and second violin bring us up to 3:15 on Community Radio Fingal. And on with the music now,
and we have the number two sound from Tight Fit. Tight Fit and The Lion Sleeps. That was an oldie. It's a newie, but it was an oldie at one time. It was recorded by Carl Denver way back in the early 60s, I think. Anyone over 35 will remember that. It was a great number two. In Australia, Adelaide bookkeeper Stanley Sadler threw a ledger at his boss, who criticised him for an error. Boss ducked and crashed through a window, injuring a child. Poor old Stanley got the bullet, and rightly so too. And in Mexico, a van driver called Pedro Manezo, these Mexican names really get you, but Pedro Manezo forgot the handbrake when he was parked on the hill. The runaway van hit his boss's car, and Pedro got the bullet. Good heavens.
I went away just when you
And that was Rex Smith and Rachel Sweet with Everlasting Love. And in Spain, another little story here from Spain, a chambermaid, Dorita Mendoza, stole more than 200 pillow slips from her Alicante hotel employer and used them as household rubbish bags. Expensive rubbish, there's no doubt about it. But you suppose that's the way it goes.
Of Dublin City, sad old man.
Big Tom now in the streets of Dublin City.
His only daughter, searching for his one and only pride and joy. She left her home Monday morning, her family she had defied. For a farm boy, she had fallen, and there